Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Delphi disaster. In fact, that's exactly what Bob Motta put on his Twitter recently, or X, and that's where I got that headline when we're talking about the Richard Allen case. It's been a disaster in every which way you can look at it. No cameras in the courtroom. The attorneys Richard Allen wants are not allowed to represent him. You have the crooked sheriff that you had mentioned the other week who had been sitting in the jury box during one of the hearings, ominously looking down at Richard Allen with some of his henchmen. And obviously, he has his whole litany of issues there with the potential Franks hearing, which now is God knows where that will be. There is just a lot here that looks really bad and looks like some sort of bizarre cabal that is going on in Delphi, Indiana, with the police and the judicial system. There's so much here. Bob, bring me up to date on what you've been watching on this as this crazy roller coaster continues to go off the rails.
Man, it's unbelievable. So I think last week when we spoke, I was getting ready to head down on Halloween. She had another hearing on Halloween because we spoke since the 19th, right? Yes. We talked about what happened when they...
Yep.
So on Halloween, we get there and I had gotten word and I had learned that both Brad Rosey and Andrew Baldwin were going to be entering their pro bono private, private attorney appearances on behalf of Richard Allen, which was exactly what I had suggested on my YouTube lives that they do, if they had every intention on trying to stay in the case, because that changes the dynamic of the Sixth Amendment for the defendant, because the Sixth Amendment, when you are appointed counsel, meaning like when you are given a public defender, you don't get to choose. And you know, whoever the judge says, oh, okay, I'm going to appoint this PD for you, well, that becomes your lawyer, and you don't get to say, well, I don't like that lawyer, I want a different lawyer. You're stuck with whoever you get appointed. And the way that our system works is, for the most part, if it comes to the point where a judge is going to try to disqualify your appointed counsel, it's a different evaluation under the Sixth Amendment than if you had paid money to retain counsel, meaning that if you've hired counsel or if they've come on pro bono, but if they're private counsel that you have personally selected to represent you in the fight for your life, it's a different equation. So when that happened, because when they withdrew, and when I say withdrew, you know, their position is they were coerced into withdrawing, that this wasn't like two lawyers saying, nah, we don't want to be in the case anymore. You know, it wasn't that. This was like, you know, I'm going to publicly shame you. I've got the cops sitting out there, the witnesses. I approved cameras for the courtroom for this one hearing. And I'm either going to get, I've written up this list of things that I'm going to say that you were grossly negligent in your representation of Richard Allen, or you can withdraw.
Yeah.
You know, and there's two schools of thought on this. There's the prosecution favorable type people in this thing that are like, oh, well, she was being kind to them. She was allowing them to get out with, you know, without shaming them publicly. And then there's the defense side of it, the constitutional side of it, where no, that's not how it works. Like, she should have had the hearing. She needed to put whatever she had on them on the record.
Yeah.
If you're going to strip a defendant of their attorney of choice, it needs to be on the record so that we know what exists. We need to have an evidentiary hearing where witnesses come on, because to me, it's a big difference if Andy Baldwin has a guy working in his office that he knows and trusted for years, that has somehow come in and snuck and taken pictures of the, you know, the crime scene photos and then leaks it without his knowledge, is vastly different than if Andy Baldwin leaked them out himself because he's trying to push a narrative. They're two completely different things.
Yeah.
And, you know, in one, like, the, if Andy did that, then it was, then maybe that does rise to the level that he's got to be DQ'd. Mm-hmm. If it's not, if it's sloppiness, yes, he should be sanctioned. Maybe he's got to pay some money, but removed, like punishing the defendant for his sloppiness, where it's really not going to affect the trial because those crime scene photos are going to be introduced anyway. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, it's like, it, so the whole analysis changes with that. So fast forward to, again, we're on Halloween. I know that Baldwin and Rosie are showing up to court. And I also know that these two guys that the judge appointed from her home county in Allen County, 100 miles away from Carroll County, are going to also be showing up as defense attorneys for Richard Allen.
Who were just reinstated.
Yes. And I exactly. And I also know that Richard Allen has written a letter through his attorneys, but signed by Richard Allen, stating that I want Andy Baldwin and Brad Rosie to be my lawyers. Mm-hmm. Like, they've worked very hard for me. I feel very comfortable. This is who I want to represent me for my life.
Yeah.
My entire life hangs in the balance, and this is who I pick. And so they show up, and it's a bizarre hearing, if you want to call it that. Like, she first has Labrado, who's one of the other guys. He stands up and he says, well, she says, oh, Mr. Labrado, I understand that you filed a motion asking to continue the trial date. So that's the first thing that takes place. And this Labrado guy stands up and he's like, oh, yeah, Your Honor, I filed that. Obviously, we're just coming into the case. We're going to need extra time to get it caught up to speed. We understand that the discovery is voluminous. And she says, oh, yes, I understand. So they end up kicking the trial date to October 15, 2024. And she's thinking it might be a 2-week trial, which is insane. There's no way that this thing would go in 2 weeks. And then, like, so after that's done, then she sits there kind of like quietly for maybe a full minute and then looks at Brad Rosie. She's like, okay, so Mr. Rosie, how can I help you? And then Rosie stands up and he's like, well, Your Honor, as you've seen, we filed our pro bono appearances to represent Mr. Allen as private counsel. And we believe that changes the, you know, the Sixth Amendment analysis. And we think that you need to excuse these two public defenders because we are Mr. Allen's attorneys of choice, you know? And she says, well, you both withdrew from the case. And Brad Rosie says, well, you coercively forced us to withdraw. I didn't actually withdraw. I told Your Honor that I would file a written motion, which was a strategic move on my part because I wasn't going to allow you to bully me out of the on the 19th. And so she says, okay. She says, well, I had a finding of that you were grossly negligent. And he said, what do you mean? Like, there was no hearing. Mm-hmm. We had no hearing. She's like, no, I gave you that sheet. He's like, I think that you, this, like, it was, he's like, I think that you're just upset about the memo, that we filed the memo not under seal. She's like, I never said anything about the memo. I didn't say anything about the memo. Like, she like got real defensive. It was really weird, but very telling. And so he's like, okay. And so she's like, no, I have a finding that you were grossly negligent. But the reality is, Tony, that without due process under the law, without them getting notice, and not them, but Richard Allen wasn't present in chambers. Mm-hmm. The person that it most affects, her decision, was nowhere to be found during her removing his attorneys of choice. And, you know, and she asks, well, what changed in the last 12 days, Mr. Rosie, that I should change my mind, that you should be removed from the case? Because basically what went on is she said, look, you can either withdraw or I'm going to go out there and I'm going to DQ you anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm going to publicly shame you and then I'm DQing you. I'm telling you ahead of time. This wasn't an act of kindness. This was a veiled threat.
Yeah.
You know, so he says, well, I said strategically again, and in the best interest of my client, I didn't want to go out there on the 12th because I thought it would negatively impact my client with you shaming us. That would reflect negatively on him when it's a case where they're already, you know, you've cast aspersions on us saying that we're leaking out photos. It's already that all falls back on the defendant. All of this, no one's going to be worried about us. It's all going to end up looking bad on him, mm-hmm. even though he's completely clueless about any of it.
Yeah.
So like she's like, well, I don't find that compelling at all. And I make a finding that you were grossly negligent in your representation of Mr. Allen, and I'm not going to allow for you to enter your appearances. I'm not going to allow you to represent him. And so she asks McClelland, who's the prosecutor. She says, Mr. McClelland, do you have any thoughts on this? He's like, oh, well, I agree with Your Honor. I think that they were grossly negligent, you know, and that, you know, they leaked photographs. They lied. They lied in the memo. And I'm like, I was there and I really wanted to wait until afterwards as kind of like a press guy.
Yeah.
And I was going to wait lurking so I could start asking McClelland questions. Mm-hmm. Like how were they grossly negligent?
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.